The 101st Airborne was made up of hundreds of good, solid companies. However, E Company, 506th PIR, stands out among all of them through that very special bond that brings men together. That extra special, elite, close feeling started under the stress Captain Sobel created at Camp Tekoa. Under that stress, the only way the men could survive was to bond together. Eventually, the non-coms had to bond together in a mutiny. The stress in training was followed by the stress in Normandy of drawing the key combat mission for gaining control of Utah Beach. In combat, your reward for a good job done is that you get the next tough mission. E Company kept right on getting the job done through Holland, Bastogne, Germany. The result of sharing all that stress throughout training and combat has created a bond between the men of E Company that will last forever. Chapter 19, Post-War Careers, 1945 through 1991. 48 members of Easy Company had given their lives for their country. More than 100 had been wounded, many of them severely, some twice, a few three times, one four times. Most had suffered stress, often severe. All had given what they regarded as the best years of their lives to the war. They were trained killers, accustomed to carnage and quick, violent reactions. Few of them had any college education before the war. The only skill most of them possessed was that of combat infantrymen. They came out determined to make up for lost time. They rushed to college using the GI Bill of Rights, universally praised by the veterans as the best piece of legislation the United States government ever conceived. They got married and had kids as quickly as possible. Then they set out to build a life for themselves. They were remarkably successful, primarily because of their own determination, ambition, and hard work, partly thanks to what they had taken from their Army experience that was positive. In the Army, they had learned self-confidence, self-discipline, and obedience, that they could endure more than they had ever thought possible, that they could work with other people as part of a team. They had volunteered for the paratroopers because they had wanted to be with the best and to be the best that they could be. They had succeeded. They wanted nothing less from civilian life, and there, too, they succeeded. They had a character like a rock, these members of the generation born between 1910 and 1928. They were the children of the Depression, fighters in the greatest war in history,